Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. A transgender former Navy SEAL has spoken out against President Trump's ban on transgender military members, saying he is preventing soldiers from doing their service. Let's meet face to face and you tell me I'm not worthy. Kristen Becky, a retired SEAL Team 6 member, who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, told a Business Insider. Beck was awarded the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart, and the Meritorious Service Medal. Now, this is how the press, the industrial media complex, presented the story. So I'm gonna point the error out. I'm reading now verbatim, as it's true, is what that means in Latin. You ready? Beck was awarded the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart, and the Meritorious Service Medal during her time in the service when she kept her gender identity a secret, according to a 2015 profile in GQ magazine. Now, ladies and germs, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. It's out there. Let's go over this very briefly, shall we? If Mitterbeck was a member of SEAL Team 6, Mitterbeck was a member as a dude. Full stop, end of story. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. That's it. I looked this up. There were no female members of SEAL Team 6. Got it? So she didn't win anything. And her service was never. You see how the industrial media complex, little demons, manipulate language for the benefit of the demonic apostolate. You see that? She and her. Well, if you're actually trying to pursue and to present the truth like we do here on the Crusade Channel, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I hope you'll join us. Then at the time the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart were awarded, they were awarded to him. And it was for his service. But yet it's presented, oh, she went, no, she didn't. And by the by, she's not, it is not a she today. It is a dude. Now, there's some comedy in this, too, beyond dudes looking like ladies. You go look at the photo, at the picture of Kristen Beck that they have in the New York Daily News in the post that I put up today. And I said this during the, when the music was playing to start the show. First thing I thought of when I saw it was Bosom Buddies. Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari. Bosom Buddies, dude. First thing I thought of was, you're not even a very good tranny. you look like Peter Scolari's character from Bosom Buddies. As a matter of fact, we ought to do a side-by-side graphic at MikeCharge.com today when we put the transcript up or the audio from this little segment here, just to show. I mean, for those of you that are all into this and think, oh, come on, Mike, leave them alone. What did they ever do to you? Mitter Church, please. There are some things that just cannot be disguised. You know, this used to be a running joke. If you lived in New Orleans, it was a running gag and a running joke that if you went out with your buddies for a night of hard drinking and hard partying in the French Quarter, and you went into one of those bars, you know the ones I'm talking about, you had to be careful who you were buying drinks for, because it was well known that there were several, if not many, professional cross-dressers, dudes that looked like ladies, or dudes that were dressed up like ladies. There's even a story of, I'm trying to remember now, this is back in the 90s. There was a story of one guy who was so thoroughly convinced that he had a lady and not a dude that when he discovered the deceit, a fight ensued, and this guy was pretty big, and he beat the living snot out of this dude. And it was a big story. It was all over the news for a couple of days. About the career of the cross-dresser. Now, folks, just think about this. They used to be called cross-dressers. How many of you remember the movie Ed Wood? With Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp would show up as a woman on in some of the scenes, and I think he was asked the question, are you trying to be like a woman? No, I like women. I just like wearing women's clothing. Something to that effect. This has now, in our evolved and enlightened state, this has now evolved now into an outright intentional provocation of God. The more I think about this, the more convinced I become. I sincerely believe that these people are not suffering gender dysphoria. I don't think, you know, Bond. Junk Bond. I forget the medical classification, CR64 or whatever the gender dysphoria is. I really don't think most of these dudes or women are actually suffering gender dysphoria. I don't. They do not. In other words, they're not truly mentally ill. They don't really think that they're women or really think that they're men. What they are doing, though, is provoking God. That's what they're doing. They're basically going, if you're watching this on YouTube, see that? How you like that? I'm basically doing the fist version of the flipping the bird to Almighty God himself, going, eh, see that? I can do this in the modern world. There's nothing you can do about it. You want to bet? I wouldn't be caught saying that. There's just far too many of them, and it's just far too convenient that out of the blue, all of a sudden, we have all of these people that now reject their sex. Anyways, if you read the story, he continued, quote, being transgender doesn't affect anyone else. And again, they use the wrong pronoun. She said, if someone is in masquerade, they're not who they're masquerading as. They're in mask. The mask is not the real person. No one thinks that the kid that dresses up as whatever for Halloween is actually that character. They're in mask. being trans, quote, being transgender doesn't affect anyone else. I defended for Republicans. I defended for Democrats. I defended for everyone, close quote. Actually, you didn't defend for anyone. Our unjust wars that are never declared and are not just don't defend anyone. They offend many people. I suppose there are instances in which a defense could be the objective. We don't use it like that. 844, my telephone number, 844-527-8723. Here's somebody that's bringing up in the chat room as another reason why you're not there. Instead, you're lollydaying around, so you're not seeing this. Someone else is bringing up in the chat room. Remember Corporal Klinger on the TV series MASH? He would dress up as a chick, right? Jamie Farr, the actor Jamie Farr. What was he trying to get? How many of you remember? What was Klinger trying to get? Section 8, I believe, which would have kicked him, which would have said that he was mentally unstable or whatever. Whatever it is that Bond, Junk Bond, Greg Carpenter, host of Reverse Deception Show, calls the mental disorder the military distinction, the military designation for it. That's what he was trying to get. But what's interesting about that, or what's not interesting, it's funny today. It was fun. Could a new version of MASH television show be made today? Could they go retro and try to remake MASH? So, with Jamie Farr's character on it, oh, just think about how offensive that might be. Anyways, the point is, there's no part of what this individual is and its physical, visual knowledge that I'm receiving from it and that you'll receive from it that says woman. As a matter of fact, for many of these, there's nothing that says woman and there's nothing or little that says man. There is a lot that says blasphemer, apostate. Our telephone number is 844-527-8723. Now, juxtapose that story. And I've got more on the ban on transsexuals or whatever you want to call it. Juxtapose that story with this one. How many of you have read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, the book? I was reading it. I went back to go sharpen my memory of it. I never actually finished it. I got about 6 chapters in, and I was mortified, horrified. Huxley had so accurately prophesied about what was going to happen in the future. And we're now about to find out just how brave the new world is going to be. Here's a headline. This is from technologyreview.com. First human embryos edited in the United States. Edited? How do you edit an embryo? The first known attempt at creating genetically modified human embryos in the U.S. has been carried out by a team of researchers in Portland, Oregon. Technology Review has learned. The effort led by Shukrat Mitalipov, of Oregon Health and Science University involved changing the DNA of a large number of one-cell embryos. By the way, every time they change the DNA and it doesn't turn out right, what do they have to do with it? Destroy it. What does that mean? That means they just destroyed another life. Asteroid just got that much closer to our orbit. Involving changing the DNA of a large number of one-cell embryos with gene editing technique CRISPR. It's an acronym for something, CRISPR, according to people familiar with the scientific results. Until now, American scientists have watched with a combination of awe, envy, and some alarm as scientists elsewhere were first to explore the controversial practice. To date, three previous reports of editing human embryos were all published by scientists in China. Now, Mitalipov is believed to have broken new ground. Oh, he hasn't broken new ground. He's broken new heresy. He's broken new avenues into Armageddon, into an apocalypse. A bunch of people running around that have been edited is not going to turn out well for the human race. The science fiction writers have gotten it right on this, and their warnings are now about to be tested. I mean, if this is mortifying stuff here. These people are actually monkeying around now. Seriously, the term monkey is, I think, correct. Monkeying around now with the actual process procreation. And so, and now basically what they're doing is, when we get a little deeper into the story, you'll hear this. Basically what they're doing is they're saying, God cannot be trusted. His process is imperfect. He's an idiot. We're smart. And we're going to fix his process. Because suffering among humans is not the way it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah? Well, if it's not the way it's supposed to be, why did God create us to suffer? Why did he kick Adam and Eve out of paradise if they weren't to suffer? I mean, this whole thing. You can just see this thing just cascading and building towards an ultimate explosive climax. One where a man says, hey, God, hey, Llama, hey, God, we don't need you anymore. Thanks, but no thanks. You can go about, admit her, God, please. Why don't you go to the other side of the universe and work on some of those apes? We got this. We don't need you. As a matter of fact, we are you.